It's Passion Sunday, or in the Novus Ordo, the fifth Sunday of Lent. This is Father John Zulsdorf. In the deeply significant traditional Roman Rite, since the pre-Lent Sundays of Septuagesima and the others, we have been liturgically pruned, emptied out. In this life, we lose things as we age before we go to the grave, like rose bushes that have grown, we have to be pruned, a painful process, so that we can bloom more beautifully in heaven. During Lent, the Church has been imitating the Lord, preparing for the resurrection at Easter. The Alleluia left us was pruned on Septuagesima. Music and flowers went on Ash Wednesday. From today onward, crosses and images are draped in purple. It is a deprivation of the senses. As of today, in the older form of Mass, the Judica Psalm and the prayers at the foot of the altar and the Gloria Patri at the end of certain prayers, they're pruned. After the Mass on Holy Thursday, the Blessed Sacrament is removed from the main altar, which itself is stripped. Bells are replaced by wooden noisemakers. On Good Friday, there isn't even a Mass. On Saturday, Holy Church is silent but for the recitation of the office. At the beginning of the Easter Vigil, we are deprived of light itself. It is as if the Church herself were dead with the Lord in his tomb. This liturgical pruning imitates how the Lord emptied himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are. Today the Roman station is at St. Peter's up on the Vatican Hill. The present basilica replaced the first basilica built here by Constantine. Directly over the grave is St. Peter. It is the greatest church in all Christendom. The internal area is 3.75 acres and by some estimates has a capacity of 60 to 80,000 people. As you enter the basilica, you look straight at the great baldachin of bronze designed by Gian Lorenzo Bernini from bronze stripped from the ancient Roman Pantheon. And beyond that baldachin, then you see the massive sculpture group of Bernini of the chair of Peter held by doctors of the church surmounted by that famous alabaster window of the Holy Spirit. Along the nave are huge niches with monumental statues of the founders of religious orders. You turn your head to the right as you come in, you see the chapel where Michelangelo's Pietà is found. Lifting up your eyes to the cornice running around the whole perimeter of the basilica is the dialogue of Christ and Peter. In the four great central pillars holding up the dome are the statues of Longinus, the soldier who pierced Christ's side, St. Andrew in his X-shaped cross, St. Helena with the true cross, and Veronica with her veil. On this Sunday, the veil of Veronica has been exhibited, and many relics are placed on the main altar. The prayer of the veil, as currently used at St. Peter's, is like this. Deus, qui nobis signatis lumine vultus tui imaginem tuam relinquere voluisti, per passionem et crucem tuam tribui nobis quesumus, ut sicut nunc in terris per speculum et in enigmate ipsam veneramur, ita facie ad faciem venientem judicem te securi videamus. O God, who didst wish to leave thy image to us, who are marked with the light of thy countenance, through thy passion and cross, grant us, we beseech thee, that as now upon the earth we venerate it through a glass darkly, so in safety may we see thee face to face when thou comest to judge. Who livest and reignest with God the Father in the unity of the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.